This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of
the Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
Been a couple weeks, huh?
It's been, yeah, about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
About, give or take. We put up a vidcast, put up a new Jay and Jack show yesterday.
Right, and that was pretty cool.
With Patrick Labrateau, our special guest.
Is that guy like the nicest guy?
He is, I'm telling you.
And you know, he really loves his work. If you listen to it, you really love his work. And the fact that I don't think why I could be an actor is having to go on auditions all the time and mm-hmm. I couldn't handle the rejection.
Well, it's just, it was really cool because you could tell this is a guy that loves what he
right.
he does. You know. And loves, you know.
Well, he's media, a fan of TV and a fan of movies. He's a fan.
And that guy's memory is incredible.
Yeah, he really. Well, I won't give it away.
Yeah,
but the five kind of let me down. Well, I knew during the interview.
Uh huh.
I'm looking at the five questions, going, nope.
And when you first showed me the five, I was like, oh wow, this would be really cool if he gets them wrong.
Yeah.
But he like first was like, bam, bam.
Didn't even hesitate. And you know, it's funny. I had to look it up. And I used to watch Little House on the Prairie.
But yeah, you can check that out. You can search on iTunes for The Jay and Jack Show. The Married Man podcast will return. It's going to be, remember last year we merged it with The Jay and Jack Show. But
the problem right now is getting the schedule with Warm Taffy.
Yes.
Myself. But, I've been working a lot lately.
But that it's just, it became too much work to do both on one show. So now the uncut feed will return to being the Married Man podcast.
Okay.
And actually, I still have like two in the can that I think I'll publish next week.
Well, there's two Married Man
podcasts in the can from like almost a year ago.
So the advice that those people are going to be getting is going to be great.
Really
advice.
Fresh. Really fresh.
They've been sitting at home. Should I ask that girl out? Well, I've been waiting for the Married Man guys to tell me to do it. They haven't told me. But you know what? I know they won't let me down. Also, there's a Summer Lost rewatch. Mm-hmm. They've asked us to do it. We can't commit to it. It's they're watching four.
Well, they're doing four a week.
Four a week. And I just don't have time.
We don't have time to do four podcasts a week.
I mean, we can't commit to it. And I don't want to say, yeah, we'll do it if we can't commit to it.
We won't be able to keep up with it.
But if you go on lostpedia.com, there's a link there that will send you to the people mm-hmm. who are doing it. Some are blogging. Some are doing podcasts on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cool thing if they keep up with it.
Yeah.
So go to lostpedia.com, Summer Rewatch.
Mm-hmm. But for people asking, well, aren't you guys going to rewatch them? We do have a plan. But our rewatch is actually going to be after the show's over. And
then we'll come up with great theories.
And then we're going to have a rewatch. So it'll be a little bit slower pace, not so much 4 a week, maybe like one or two a week.
One a month. That should last another 10.
Because we have a long time after it's over. Yes. And, you know, it'll give us something to do after Lost is over. And that is our game plan with that. So don't fret.
Unless another show comes along that catches our fancy.
Maybe.
No, that ain't happening.
You never know.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, you never say never.
Never happening.
That was a James Bond movie.
What are you saying over there?
So we have some feedback today.
Mommy Penny.
A lot of feedback. A lot of great tweet back today. I asked people on Twitter, give me some theories before we start. And they got a lot of good stuff. So that's there. Jack got some emails from the email bin.
Yes, we do.
And I got some phone calls as well.
I've actually gotten, I think, I've lost count
mm-hmm.
on how many emails because it's crazy.
Yeah.
We've said before, last year, it was done. After a couple weeks, it was done. I mean, there was maybe 300. I don't know how many we have. I've lost count. But
it's been a lot. It's been
I think I've gotten it down to like 200, mm-hmm. about 250. So that's pretty exciting. Yes. I'd like to thank The Onion for having the Smoke Monster sitcom. Thank you. That added to the email count.
Oh, man.
It was funny, yes. But it's like,
The Onion is very funny. Very, very funny. Also, we are going to put the Lost discussion from the Patrick Labrateau.
Did he change his name?
Possibly. Is, you know, I love Patrick Labrador. I'm glad he came on the show, but that last name, like having to like type that out for like the podcast, like the, you know, the information on the podcast or the Twitter and everything.
Well, there it's
it was, like, it was, like,
and every, it's, I, and it's his real name.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds really cool. Writing that thing out, it's tough. And that comes from someone with Glatfelter.
Yeah.
But again, thank you, Patrick, who stayed with us for like 2 hours.
You know, we if you listen to it, we said he should write a book because some of the people, you know, Lucille Ball.
Those great stories.
I mean, Lucille Ball, John Wayne, Mel Brooks, Lou Gossett Jr. The list goes on and on and on. Michael Landon.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Bonanza and Little House on the Prairie, who doesn't like Michael Landon?
Or Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven. Forgot about that show, but just amazing.
And once again, you can check that out. Is the Jay and Jack shows at jayandjack.com/show, or you can search on iTunes for the Jay and Jack Show. It's in the comedy section.
You know what?
And that's going to be...
I don't like when you push your other stuff.
And for those that don't know, we had a couple of phone calls like, what are you doing after Lost? What are you doing when Lost isn't on? We still do the Lost podcast, so stick around for that. But we also do a non-Lost show, which is more of a pop culture show, a little bit of everything, and that is called the Jay and Jack Show.
It's a lot less work.
Yes. And that's more kind of like, you know, your morning type radio show. We talk about TV, sports, movies, all that kind
of
stuff.
Best TV show and theme songs of all
time. For those that want Jay and Jack uncensored... that is not, don't go that way, Jack.
Okay.
But the Married Man podcast, which is,
that is, what is that that's show, very on center. That, yeah. That's, we give advice to people who are looking to date, maybe problems with their marriage,
yeah.
A single problem, you know, guys who, men and women both.
Yeah.
Just great advice out there, better than Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm. And also that one has Dale, the warm taffy himself.
And the stories get a little, out there.
Yeah, but he is a great character and it's a lot of fun to
listen
to. I told
someone on Twitter today, they were saying, God, I miss Warm Taffy. I said, well, if you want to come work for, take my place at work, you can spend a couple weeks with him. And I guess, guarantee after 2 weeks, you'll be going, I never want to see Warm Taffy again.
All right, so enough of that. That's what we are doing. That's what's going on. But right now it's Lost podcast time. So Jack, what do you say we get into a whole lot of listener feedback?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
Listener feedback time. Jack, what do you say we get in the first set of calls first?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. My name is Dan. I'm from New York City. Just started listening to your podcast recently. I think you guys are great. I have to admit I'm a couple of weeks behind on the podcast, at least those concerning the finale, so it's very possible that someone might have beat me to it, but I have a theory. And my theory relates to the statue above Jake's dwelling, which is no longer there, or at least most of which is not there anymore. As has been discussed on your podcast and elsewhere, it has been theorized that the head of the statue is that of the Egyptian deity for maternity. And I think there's a connection between the destruction of that statue, that deity, and the fact that women can no longer have children on the island without dying. And I think that there might be something to this, since we all know that in the 70s, during the Dharma Initiative, women were able to have children on the island without there being a risk to their health. And we know that that was probably the case till as late as what I think is probably the early 80s when Danielle crashed on the island and managed to have Alex, and she survived that pregnancy. So I think that it's very possible that Ben was lying to Sun when Sun had asked him whether the statue had been destroyed while he was on the island. It was something to that effect. I think it's very possible that that statue was destroyed during Ben's tenure as leader, and it is even possible that Ben had a hand in the destruction of that statue. But the fact of the matter is, I think there's a connection to once that statue was destroyed, that was the starting point of when women were no longer able to have children successfully on the island. Why that might be, I have no idea, but that's my theory. Take care, guys. You're doing a great job. Continue doing what you're doing. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Matt from Indianapolis. I was just listening to your Esau podcast, and a guy had emailed in about how Juliet was pregnant. I thought the same thing, and I'm thinking that she is going to be alive and hopefully naked in the jungle, but that she will still be in 1977 where everybody else, because she wasn't touched, everybody else will be in the present day, and that she is pregnant and her baby will be Carl. Because 77 to 2007, Carl was right around 20 years old. I think that would be a good tie-in for him. All right. Thanks a lot for the podcast. I'll be listening. Thanks. Bye.
What's up, Jay? What's up, Jack? It's Shane from Lexington, Kentucky, home of the Wildcats. Just wanted to call in because I had a thought. We've never seen, we've never experienced the moment of conception between Roger Linus and Ben's mother. So that leaves one thinking perhaps maybe the whole Immaculate Conception, a.k.a. Ben's mom got it on with Jacob in the foot. You know what I'm saying? Like the statue's foot. You guys ever given any thought to that? Maybe that could be the reason that Ben's so creepy evil and, you know, it could be a moment of foreshadowing, you know, father meets son, gets pissed off because daddy's been gone for a while and stabs him in the belly. You know, just a little thought. Oh, and what are you guys going to be doing after Lost is over? Because I like to keep up with you all. This is my first season listening and definitely want to keep an ear out because you guys crack me up on the long and lonesome drive to work and home every day. So, yeah, definitely let's know what's going on, man. You guys take care.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So what do you think, Jay? The foot is a love pad.
We'll have to ask Warm Taffy about that, actually.
Yeah,
he's an expert.
Instead of having the other thing, you'd have some like mood lights in there and mm-hmm. stuff like that. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
So could Ben have killed his dad, Jacob?
I don't know. Well, I think he already killed his dad.
Well, then
maybe... That'd be one dad too many.
Maybe you never know. Well, that's a wild and crazy theory.
It is.
But we don't know.
We really don't know. And like, there is a lot more to what that. It's just like there's a lot more there, and we don't know the ramifications of what happened
but
in that scene.
I don't think we're gonna get the story.
You have to.
I mean, what are you talking about, Roger Linus or?
I'm saying the death of Jacob.
Oh, death of there's Jacob. No, the death of Jacob will get that story. But I was thinking more Roger Linus. I think.
Oh yeah,
I think we're done.
I think we don't know if we've exited like past Dharmaville yet.
We don't know.
But I agree. I think like the whole being back in Dharma, I think that kind of helped bring a close to Roger Linus.
Yeah. But I think we're done with him though. I think mm-hmm. He's dead.
Which would be really funny if next season, last season, it's all about Roger Linus.
They should come back
and rescues his relationship with his son so then his son doesn't kill him.
There we go.
You think it's a feel-good ending.
You think people would be happy with 17 episodes of Roger Linus?
No.
Roger Linus and Phil. Somehow Phil survived
There'd
Iron
be riots in the streets.
You know, people keep sending in things. Yeah, I saw Phil on this show. I didn't like him then either.
Poor guy.
He's just going to be hated on this. I'd still like to have an interview. I'd like to ask him just one question. Can you walk the streets without people hating you? Do people come by, little kids come by and kick you in the shins?
It's funny. It's like, you know, like the actors we've talked to, it's just like they're the nicest guys in the world.
And probably Phil. You know, the guy plays Phil is probably the nicest guy in the world.
Or maybe he acts it so well because he is a jerk. Who knows?
We don't know. Well, if you're out there, give us a call.
You can clear the misconceptions about you.
And then Matt, Juliet was pregnant. She's going to stay in 1977, and her son is Carl.
Now,
we've gotten a lot of people.
I think there's a tweet back about that.
Well,
too.
We've had a lot of emails with people going, I think Carl was Sawyer's son. I'm like, going, how is that possible? What are you people watching? But now, maybe it makes sense. Maybe Carl is, because, you know, Sawyer did kind of bond with Carl.
He did, yes, he did.
He did kind of feel bad for the kid.
Uh huh.
Didn't help him out with the water bottle thing, but.
I think it may have been in the clip show or something where they showed him getting shot. Or maybe that was it in the video that was on the Hugo Cup? Didn't it show?
Yeah, I think it was.
But it still cracks me up.
It's the funniest thing. It's just like he looks at the water, and they both look at the water bottle. Huh? Huh?
My water bottle just sprung a leak.
What's going on with my water bottle?
Let me stand here and stare at it.
And then Dan, the statue. Is the reason it was destroyed by Ben? That Ben could have been lying when he told Son that. Do you think Ben would lie?
Yes.
So you think that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's people are saying it's a lot like the resemblance points it to Towerette.
That was confirmed on Lostpedia that that's what it actually is.
Lostpedia confirmed that.
I thought so.
From whom?
I don't know.
Because I mean, it looks a lot like it. But
well,
now...
we keep getting all these different things about the statue, and I'm just like going, you know what? In 8 months, we should find out.
Yes.
Well, maybe we will.
But it's heavily leaning towards that now. Heavily, heavily, heavily leaning towards
that. So is that why
people on the island can.
I'd say it's a good. I say women on the island really good, really good explanation.
I like it.
All right, so you want to get into the emails?
Sure.
Let me go first.
You can go first.
All right, Kate, looking for Claire. Not. Hi, Jane Jack. Love your podcast. Kate stated her motivation for going back to the island was to find Claire. In the 4 or 5 episodes we saw of Kate back on the island, she didn't make a single attempt to find Claire. Kate didn't even mention Claire's name during her time back on the island.
It was a secret.
I'm curious to know if you have any thoughts on this. Thank you, Jill.
I think, well, Kate got sidetracked. Mm-hmm. She had, you know, instead of finding Claire, who was a nice person, you know, an honest person, she had to help Ben.
Kid Ben.
YB. Now, okay, granted, she was 30 years behind the time. She, mm-hmm. So did she know that Claire wasn't there? Maybe she asked around. Maybe we didn't see that scene.
Yeah, I mean, that could have happened behind the scenes.
Don't you think that
they could have been happened while Sawyer was pondering?
Shouldn't we have seen that, though?
That should have been
seen. That's what she comes and says, hey, Sawyer, where's Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Rose Bernard?
Yeah, she didn't have a lot of questions, like, in that sense.
No, she didn't.
But what do you got over there?
I got this one. It's about Kate, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hi, Jane Jack. I'm proud to say my girlfriend and I are Kate haters.
Ooh.
I wish the writers would have made Kate smash the bomb. We love the podcast. Can't wait for another podcast.
So that'd be a cater?
That'd be a cater. Yeah, I guess so. I think we asked if anyone really hate. We haven't got any emails about hating Kate.
Uh-huh.
That was a mistake. That kind of opened up the floodgates.
Oh, man. This one's called Black Rock Excedra. Dear Jack, why does Javen waste the time to try and argue? You're always right and always win. What is the point?
I agree.
Anyways, my theory is to do... do you think that Alana and the Ajira people that bring Locke in the box somehow have all come to the island at one point in time, and Jacob made them immortal, given a different purpose than united all of them to help fight Esau? Remember, Ricardo with the Black Rock, and he had already knew Alana. Anyways, just wondering what you think. Love the show, guys. Casey.
I think that's a big theory going on out there, that they are just like Richard.
I don't think so. I think they're different.
You think they're different?
Yes, I think they're different.
Well, I don't think they were on the Black Rock, because we assume Ricardo was on the Black Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she would have known. They would have known each other.
Yeah, Richard, I think, yeah, kind of leaning towards Black Rock.
I think we all agree that when she was laying in that hospital and Jacob showed up, she knew Jacob.
Oh, she did.
She knew exactly who he was. A lot of people think she might have been a leopard.
A leper
or whatever.
Leopard's an animal.
Cat fight. No. You know what I mean. But that's why she had the bandages wrapped around her.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when he touched her, he healed her.
Ah.
That's been another theory out there. Mm-hmm. So I go with that, but excuse the tiger reference. Are they in the tiger family?
It's not a tiger. It's a leopard.
Oh, whatever it is. I don't care. Tony the tiger.
In the
Tony
feline.
Tony the leopard. They're great. Okay, this one I asked on the vidcast a couple weeks ago. How many dudes have been named? And
yep.
This is from James. I didn't tell who the Kate haters were.
Oh, I don't remember.
Adolfo.
Okay.
Right. couldn't find it. Sorry.
All right.
Thinking of
Eddie, right over there.
Thinking of Eddie Murphy joke over there. I'm cracking myself up. Think his first album.
Album. Okay.
Just think his first album. You want to know? No, I don't want to know.
If you want to know, go back in time, get yourself a record player.
A record player. It's the one where he has a little rose coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy. Funny man. Answer to how many dudes have there been on losses from James, not counting that he didn't have the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
There were 4 dudes in the last episode, so he has a total of 263 dudes.
Woo.
Since Lost has started. Now, other people are keeping track.
Mm-hmm.
They've been sending emails saying, I'm going to keep track of it. Go 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we may get a different total. But as of now, the official total is 263.
Well, it shouldn't be official. It should be unofficial.
Unofficial. There you go. Unofficial dude count.
Okay.
Now, he said 73 were the most in a season. That was season 1. 73 dudes in season 1. That's just crazy. 17 in one episode. 17 dudes in one. What episode is that?
That's what she said.
Okay. So 263 dudes as of now.
Okay.
Is the total we're going with.
Okay. All right, let's see. This one is called Double Standard.
Double Standard. Is that like the chewing gum?
No, but that'd be a great name for a chewing gum. Hey, guys. First-time emailer, long-time listener. I have never emailed or been tempted to call, but this week pushed me over the edge.
Oh, Jack, gotta watch out because sometimes the edge is too close.
Jack, while I do believe that you do not hate John Locke, I do believe you are guilty of having a huge double standard.
Huge?
The very thing you are always trying to accuse Jay of doing. You kept saying about Locke's tragic end, the way life works, and sometimes you don't get to be redeemed. However, you did not apply the same principle to Kate. You were absolutely adamant last week about how the writers are setting us up to redeem Kate. Why not just say the same about her? Sometimes people are just irritating and selfish like Kate. Sometimes you do not get redeemed. Good grief, Jack. The entire past 5 years has been about the redemption of John Locke. If they leave him again crumpled on the beach, it will be one of the lamest ends to one of the best characters in the history of television.
Hmm.
Common sense tells me that this is not Locke's fate.
Hmm.
In life, maybe bad things happen, but it does not make for good television. Michael and others being offed unceremoniously had a lot to do with the fact that people did not like their character or the actors were leaving the show. People love Locke. By the way, Weekend at Bernie's? Really? T and Lloyd?
Yeah, I didn't get that part, Weekend at Bernie's. I know we talked about it, but the first one was okay. The second one just wasn't believable.
Uh-huh. Bud.
Bud, you can't believe it. So, let's see. Double standard.
Uh-huh. I have to agree.
Now, hold on a second.
I don't like throwing you under the bus, but I have to agree.
I'll fall on the sword here, but we were both saying about Kate. If we said redemption, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's already redeemed herself a little bit. She has to go a long way to redeem herself because she got her childhood friend, Tom. She was responsible for him dying.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad, he seemed like a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had no problem.
But we don't know.
I had no problem with her getting him toasting him. I just, no problem with that. Didn't bother
toasting
me.
Him?
Toasting
him.
Well, that's
kind of insensitive.
Okay, she blew him up. We should say, as she rode her bike away.
Did you see that on MTV Movie Awards, the Andy Samberg walking away from explosion song?
No, I didn't see
that. I'll have to watch it after this because it's really funny.
But what did you think about getting off topic?
J.J. Abrams is in the video.
Is he? Oh, yes. My good friend.
So that's lost. Related.
I don't know if we're good friends anymore because it's been a while since he's contacted us. So I'm kind of a little bitter.
Like 4 years.
What do you think about the Eminem thing?
I think it was staged.
If it wasn't staged, I would have done a lot. I can take a joke.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that to me. I didn't think that was funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
I didn't think it was funny.
It was funny.
There's things I could laugh. That's not, I'm not laughing on that one.
It was covered up.
It just wasn't cool, man.
It was funny.
It just wasn't cool.
It was funny.
He could have done it to anybody.
The thing is if it wasn't like staged or whatever, Eminem can't be a little baby about it because in the song that he performed like 30 minutes before was making fun of Jessica Simpson, all these different celebrities. So then when somebody else comes plays a prank on him.
I apologize. I did not see that.
Then he can't go around and act like a little baby about it. If he's like every single album he does, he makes a song making fun of tons of different celebrities, calling them many obscene names and all this other types of stuff. So if he's going to be, a big guy throwing out words, he should be able to tell a little joke. All right,
what? I didn't know that. You've just changed my opinion.
Okay.
I'm behind you 100%.
Before we go on, a quick word from our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/loss to get a free audiobook download of your choice today. Sign up to audiblepodcast.com/loss. for your free audiobook.
No double standard there. All right. So let's address this double standard email.
Okay, double standard email.
All right. So I think what we were both getting at last time was just the direction they're taking the character, Kate. Mm-hmm. Like she's in the jungle and Jack's got this plan. You know who you are now? You know who you're acting like? Crazy Locke. Crazy Locke. And she's right. He's acting like Crazy Locke. I'm going back to camp. I'm going to warn them. So she gets back to camp. We're thinking, okay, what's she doing back at camp? And then we see her coming down the sub with a handcuff. Well, she must have a plan. They just wouldn't have it. This is stupid. She came back and forced her to take her too. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
This is not Super Kate. This is not the Kate we love.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's double standards here in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But with Kate, what are you laughing at?
Is this what you had written before to prepare?
Oh, no. I got more.
Oh, okay.
So with Kate, her characters, I think most people agree she's kind of floundering. I think a lot of the characters, Sun's kind of been kind of, what are we doing with Sun? What are we doing with Kate? Yeah. I know they have a lot of characters. They have a big story going along, and they're kind of just keeping these guys going along. I think what I was getting at, I don't think I think in my eyes, she's always been redeemed a little bit. She raised Aaron as her own for 3 years. She loved that child. Mm-hmm. She wasn't selfish when it came to that. Yeah, she's selfish. I think every actor on the show, I mean, not every actor, every character on the show.
So you think all the actors are selfish, self-centered jerks?
Every character on the show has, even Hurley, who's probably the nicest guy, lovable guy on the show, mm-hmm. right? He was hoarding the ranch dressing, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That was a selfish act.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's been selfish. Sawyer's been selfish. Son's been selfish. Jen's been selfish.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about Bernard.
To be human is to be flawed.
Right. So then we come to Locke.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to say Kate has been selfish, let's look at some of the stuff that John Locke has done.
Jack had this thing written. I was like, why do you have this paragraph written?
Locke hit Saeed in the head.
Okay.
He blew up the flame station.
Okay.
He blew up the sub.
Mm-hmm.
He found a hatch with Boone and didn't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It might have helped them out.
Wait, hold on. This is going to be a true debate. I want to write down your things so I can respond to them.
He tells Jack, hey, you be the leader. You need to be the leader. And what does he do? He undermines Jack every step of the way. Now, okay, those are pretty selfish. But what did the Locke apologists say? Like Jay, the ringleader of the mm-hmm. Locke apologists say?
Okay.
He was on a mission. The island told him to do these things. He had to do it because the island told him to do this. Well, guess what, Mr. Locke? The island was lying to you. The island was using you. Now, people who don't understand that, a lot of people always complain about the flashbacks. The flashbacks were a big waste of time. The flashbacks were this. The flashbacks were the most important thing about telling the character of what was going on with these characters on the island. Their backstory was the most important thing to watch. What did we learn from John Locke in his backstory? He was not the leader. He was not the leader. And we learned in this last episode that the only reason he survived that 8-story fall was because Jacob touched him, and that's why he survived. He wasn't special any other way. Jacob touched him. Why? Because there's a game going on between these two. Now, say it's a tragic end would be because we want him to be redeemed and we want him to be live happily ever after. Well, get him some sunscreen because he's laying on that beach. He's going to be charred. I loved the character John. I think I even said in the last thing.
15
I
would
like,
seconds.
I would like to have Locke be the caretaker of the island. Mm-hmm. At least have something at the end. You know, we all want a happy ending, but the writers of this show, did we all want Boone to die? Did you want Boone to die?
Nope.
Okay. Did you want Boone to die? No. Did you want Charlie to die?
Nope.
Did it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen? Did you want Shannon to die?
Okay.
Did you want Shannon to die?
Yep.
You wanted Shannon to die?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you want Michael to have some happiness at the end? Did you?
Mm-hmm.
This show has told us one thing. It's not a cookie cutter show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same as the show that you're watching before or after. It's its own show. It goes its own way. Locke is what he is. Locke is dead. Locke should have been, you know what Locke should have been happy with? He was able to walk again.
Uh-huh.
He came to this island and was able to walk again. Instead of just accepting that and saying, you know, I could be the provider. I could help these people survive. Because he was great at that, wasn't he? Season one Locke? He was on a mission. He got fooled again like he did off the island.
Okay.
Believing something that wasn't there. He believed it. And what happened? He was selfish like Kate. Never thinking about, I'm sorry, someone like that? What was the reason I didn't like Locke in the first place? What was the reason?
I don't remember.
He was selfish. I didn't like the fact that he would go do things his own way.
Okay. You done yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my response.
And I'm sorry. Weekend at Bernie's?
Okay.
Classic.
So this is all the things you just spewed out there. All that hatred. Okay. First.
That wasn't hatred.
Criticizing the destruction of the flame and the sub.
Yes.
Now, was John Locke right in the inn that they shouldn't have left?
We don't know that. Why were they coming back? To play this game? To play this game that's going on? Why did they have to be playing this game?
Were they supposed to come back? Were they supposed to leave?
Why not?
Because when they left, that's when the island was thrown into this whole entire thing.
Oh,
and when
they went back,
and when they left the island, all of their lives were worse. And
why were they worse? Because the two guys were still playing. Jacob and Esau, or DW, we're going to call him DWG,
mm-hmm.
Deadwood guy. They were still playing.
So why does that make Locke the bad guy? They're still playing. Why is Locke the bad guy?
Because Locke was wrong.
How do you know he was wrong? Because we don't know what happened yet.
I know he was wrong.
You can't say that they were either right or wrong.
Oh, plus I forgot another.
You can't use the argument that it has. You can't use the argument.
Another selfish.
That you don't know yet. I forgot another selfish act.
How did the Swan Station implode? Why? Because selfish Locke.
Tell me.
Selfish
you can't
Locke.
You can't say in one hand. You can't say in one hand.
Oh, hey,
that they weren't supposed to leave because we don't know the end game yet. Then you can't say that Locke's actions.
Hey, Peppy.
No, you got to speak, and I didn't speak, so I need to finish my statements. Okay, so you can't say that the flame and the sub blowing those up or the swan is bad because we don't know the end results and we don't know if he was right or wrong yet. So you can't use that as an argument based on your
statement. My statement. Okay, so if I want to get off the island,
mm-hmm.
and it's my choice to get off the island, mm-hmm. do you have the right to keep me on that island?
No, but he was just he wasn't getting rid of all of your means because they still got off the island. He was just
he was doing everything means. That was possible to keep them on the island.
All right. So next up, you're saying
you haven't explained the double standard yet.
What
double? The whole email is double standard.
Well, but see, the thing is though, is you just listed all those things about Locke, and the fact of the matter is that you also stated that Kate was selfish.
Yeah.
Did you give me a list of that long about Kate and all the her wrongdoings?
No, I'm not here.
You gave me about two, which is exactly what she's saying in the double standard. You gave a long list about Locke, a paragraph that you wrote out before this saying all of Locke's faults, but you did not say the same about Kate, which is solidifying
she got her
opinion that you have a double standard about Kate. But hold on. Okay. So you're saying telling Jack to be a leader is bad.
She was selfish when she came back when they had the...
Oh, it's too late now. You've already shown your side.
My argument was to defend myself against the double standard.
No, you solidified it.
This person said selfish like Kate. Mm-hmm. Selfish like Kate. Don't sit there and tell you, okay, Kate is selfish. I said it. But so is John. But then
the response was you had a 2-hour long debate about how bad John was. So telling
people
Jack...
people love John. They want him to live.
Telling Jack to be the leader... Of course you told him to be the leader, but you can't have a leader without checks and balances. Locke was the checks and balances. That's how any good government works.
There's a checks and balance, but you have to say, okay, but then you come up with a decision. Locke's decision wasn't, all right, you be the leader, this is what I think you should do, but he goes and does it anyway.
When did he do it anyway?
Locke was not doing what was
When did he do it anyway? It was always up for discussion. They always had debates about it. It was always discussed. It was never always like, discussed, I'm just going to do this without talking to you about it.
No, he would talk about it, then he'd go do what his...
Like what? Give me an example.
Blew up the flame station. He
that wasn't something that Jack. That was something Jack and Locke argued about.
Come on, if you find a hatch and you've said, okay, you need to be the leader. Mm-hmm. You're the leader. Isn't it your job to go to the lead? You just said there's checks and balances. You got to explain. Wouldn't you go to the leader? Hey, I just found this hatch. What do you think we should do about it?
The island was telling him different.
The island was lying to him.
How do you know?
How do you know? What do you mean?
Because your argument was that we don't know the end game yet, so we don't know who's right or wrong yet.
They're both wrong.
But you don't know.
I know.
Based on your earlier statements. So also
do you think the island was telling John
and
the truth?
Talking about
you're telling me that Locke, who's laying there on the beach,
uh-huh,
wasn't lied to.
Of course he was lied. They're all lied to.
So why are you arguing with me that he wasn't lied to? The island was
but
lying to
we don't
to
know
him.
What was the lie or what was the truth.
John was lied to.
Yes, but that doesn't that's mean my, that he was that, right or wrong.
That's my argument.
Okay, also you're saying that characters died. And was I sad about? Of course, I was sad about that. But before characters died, they always had a redeeming quality, at least within the episode.
What with Boone
or some Boone?
Teresa fell down the stairs.
Boone's was that actually happened before in his episode when he finally got over obsessing over his sister and he could move on with his life.
Well, he obsessed a little too much.
Yeah, a little too much.
Okay,
and then but now he finally was able to let it go in that episode and he was able to move on with his life. Then with this character, Shannon, she had that episode where actually finally made us realize why she was such a jerk, and she finally accepted who she was, and she was finally loved for who she was by Saeed, and then she died.
Well, that was a mistake to be loved by Saeed.
Okay, also, Charlie, he was down in the dumps, but what happened? He had a whole entire season of redemption also.
Now, I'll give you, with Locke, he wasn't self, Locke was his best.
And he went to his death. Locke went knowing he was told he was going to die.
Charlie.
No, even Locke, he said, you have to die. And Locke went.
Yeah, you know why? Because the island lied to him.
But anyway, so they've all had their redemption. Locke has not had his redemption, and he deserves
but
his redemption.
But you know what? I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. I've never said he doesn't deserve it. Have I ever said that?
But
I've said sometimes in life, in real life, does everybody get what they want?
But
answer the yes or no.
No, I agree. But
in some and has this show.
So, but why does Locke not deserve it? Everybody else
because
does.
That's what we want. And this show's not going to give you all the. It doesn't always give you what
ridiculous.
They want. It doesn't always happen that way. I'm sorry. How is Locke? Last we saw him, he's laying on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Laying on the beach with no sunscreen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? How is he going to be brought back to life?
I don't know, but I will say this.
Will you okay? Will you be okay if he's brought back to life?
I'm just saying is that out of all the characters on the show, Locke deserves to be redeemed. I don't care about how they're doing things different, okay? That's lazy. That's lazy writing if they're not...
That's not lazy.
It's lazy writing. If they're not going to redeem his character, that's lazy. If he's just going to be there and dead, that's lazy, okay? They can do better. They can do better for John Locke. He deserves better. You can't tell me that they made the episode Walkabout and had that amazing end where they show he was dumped on in the entire episode and he was paralyzed, and they show that he actually was able to walk and he was redeemed on the island. And the story is the whole point of all those characters' struggles is redemption. And John Locke deserves his redemption like all the other
characters. You just said it, though. He was redeemed on the island. He was able to walk again. But
it's a journey of redemption.
But Locke chose not to follow that. Locke chose to go back.
He did.
Locke chose to go back to his old ways of trying to be the leader.
He wasn't trying to be the leader.
He always wanted more than what he could be.
He was giving back to the island. The island gave him his legs, and he was listening to the island. He's like, you gave me my legs. I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
And you know what? It got him. He wanted to believe his dad was there. He wanted to believe all this other stuff. He wanted to believe his mom. All these people used him. They used him. And he got used again. That's the whole point of the story. Now, I'll agree with you. I would love to see John Locke rise and be the greatest thing since sliced. Mm-hmm. I love the underdog. I would like nothing better. But I would not be upset if that happened. I don't think it's lazy writing.
It is. It would be lazy.
If you go back and watch all the seasons and all the backstories with John Locke, they were telling us the whole time, this guy is not the leader. This guy is not the one. He's not the one. He's been used his whole life, and he could never accept the fact. It's just life. Sometimes life doesn't work the way you want.
But I will say this. You can't create a character that makes you feel those things and then just like let them drop off without really any care about it. That's lazy. That's what I'm saying. It's lazy. You can't just let him come out of a box and then that's it. That's his character. It's done.
What are they going
to
do?
They can do better than that. I don't know, but they can do better than that.
Okay, if John Locke somehow comes back to life, mm-hmm. I would love nothing better than that, but I don't want to see him take over and be the strong leader and come out and be the... Because that's not in him. He's not a leader.
You don't know that.
He's not... I've seen it. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Everyone deserves redemption. Anyway, enough of the philosophical lock debate. Where do we get into the next set of calls?
Well, I have another email.
Oh, okay. All right.
We don't like lock. No, I'm just kidding. Now, going back to lock. I would love to, but I just don't see how, if dead is dead, how they bring him back.
They better find a way.
Because
that's all I'm saying.
I will say this. I've said 1,000 times, even though I get criticized for hating Terry O'Quinn. There's no way they don't bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way Terry O'Quinn doesn't come back.
Actually, should I go into that person emailed us about Terry O'Quinn?
Did they?
Meeting Terry O'Quinn. You didn't see that?
I don't know if I saw it or not.
Oh, I'm going to get that right now.
All right. Should I read this email?
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right, Jacob, friend of Jack. Hey, Jay and Jack, longtime listener, first-time theory-er. I'm rewatching the final Jacob intentions became clear. He's trying to cause the Lossies to change the future, make them never come to the island, thus avoiding his death. In a flashback, he clearly sets events in motion why Saeed and Hurley to return, who were two of the most needed to convincing to come back. That's right, they had to be convinced to come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, it's worth noting that he does not visit Ben. At any point, the man ultimately kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he succeeded or not is yet to be seen. But basically, Jacob seems to be taking steps to prevent his own murder. So I agree. Do you agree with that? This is from
Cooper. That Jacob is trying to prevent his murder?
Well, I think we both agree it's a game. Don't you think it's a game between DWG and Jacob?
Yeah, I don't, the Esau Jacob, like I said earlier in this episode, we don't know what's going to happen. It seemed like it was like the iceberg effect, like where you see the iceberg you see, but then there's a lot more under the water that you don't even see.
Well, unless you're the captain of the Titanic.
Even more so, that you don't see all the ice under the water. It's like, you know, 90% of the iceberg.
Iceberg!
So I think there's more than meets the eye, Transformers reference, that has to do with Jacob being killed and all that kind
of stuff. Now, do you think it's a game?
Definitely.
It's definitely a game.
I wouldn't say like it's as light as a game, like saying like, oh, it's just a fun game. It's a chess game or it's a backgammon game. It's very thought out. It's very methodical. It's not lighthearted.
Are you still sold on Jacob not necessarily being a good guy?
Yeah, you know, and then I've talked to a lot of people since last time we talked about it, and a lot of people are kind of feeling it too, like friends of mine anyway, that, you know, Jacob, it seems too obvious.
That's just lazy writing.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, not in the sense that, like, if you watch that first scene, the first scene between Jacob and Esau, it's just, it's so perfectly acted. And so, like, perfectly written to be ambiguous. And it just, it leaves a lot to be interpreted. And it can be interpreted either way. Like, you can look at that scene and you could say Esau's a good guy. You could look at it another time and say Esau's a bad guy. Same with Jacob. Like, Jacob's a good guy there. Oh, Jacob's a bad guy. It leaves a lot. And Lost writers like Darlton and everybody, they don't make things ambiguous unless they, you know, want something to be revealed. Just like, remember, like we're saying that scene with Ben in, what was the one with Saeed in the second season when the hatch door closes?
Oh, where, and he's looking at,
yeah, and it's that look.
Did he remember Ben, Saeed shooting him?
Yeah, or
is that the point where he remembers that Saeed shot him?
Or is it just
kid?
Ben being creepy Ben and saying, I'm a bad guy, which we were seeing at the time, or because back then we didn't even know if he was a bad guy or a good guy.
No, I remember doing that podcast, we said, what was with that look? That look had to mean something, but we never really got an answer for it, I think, until Saeed shot YB.
I think
even though he says I think sometimes you have to remember some things.
I think it was just more that was the first time that we even got a glimpse of the evil conniving Ben working his inner brain.
Right.
And at the time we didn't know that about Ben, but the writers did, and the actors played it. Michael Emerson played it masterfully. So what I'm saying is there's ambiguity in this scene, and I think it leaves a lot. And I think Jacob's gonna be the bad guy.
I think that they both could be the bad guys. I've been talking a lot of emails to people. How could you think that Jacob's going to be the good guy?
Or that Jacob's a bad guy. Right?
Jacob's a bad guy. I'm sorry. Anyone that brings me anywhere against my will is a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Well, if I volunteer to come to that island for your experiment or your little game, all right, that's my choice. If you're dragging me there, you know, because you're going to try to make me good or try to redeem me or whatever doing, it's not your decision to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying, well, he's Jesus or something like that. It's just like, again, I think Jesus gave people a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy's not giving me a choice. He's dragging me there.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, it's very like, even like so much like not, but he's like using people like toys almost, or like chess pieces.
Well, it's the backgammon.
Yeah.
When Locke held up the white piece and the black
piece. Yeah, and it's just like, it's using people as pawns and not really caring if they die or not, because like, oh, it's all progress to whatever I want to do at the end.
Yeah.
To me, that doesn't seem like a very good guy.
I don't either. And Esau, maybe he's, you know, maybe that he's trying to save. But I think
maybe he realizes that this is not the way it should be. They should be able to live their own lives.
Well, I think his line was something about death and destruction, and you know, wreaks havoc every time they come.
Yeah.
To the island. So I don't know. We'll find out.
All right.
I think it's down to 8 short months.
Let's get into the last set of calls here.
All right.
Hi, this is Rachel from Louisiana. I love y'all's show. There's one thing, though, that kind of bothers me that y'all keep talking about whenever you talk about how Jacob touched Saeed and let Nadia die. Remember that the universe course corrects itself and Nadia would die anyway. So that doesn't mean Jacob is bad. It just means that he had to let it happen. Remember, he had a very, very pained face. Like, he felt really bad that it was happening. So, but I'm still going to live with y'all. I love y'all, and y'all have a good summer.
Hi, this is Erin from Aurora, Illinois. During the long hiatus, I've been trying to keep myself busy by rewatching old episodes, and I just finished Greatest Hits. And I noticed that Charlie's ring had been passed down to the firstborn sons in his family, so it's kind of like a birthright. And it's a birthright that Charlie ended up with instead of his older brother, who it should have gone to. So I thought that was interesting because it's just like the story of Jacob and Esau in the Bible. So I thought that was a neat repeated theme and might prove to mean more since we just saw Son discover his ring in the finale. So I thought I'd toss that your way and for you guys to do with as you please. So great show, guys. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Ian from Kansas City. Set a couple of theories for you. The first theory is I think that Jacob and Esau, or the nemesis or whatever you want to call him, are not enemies. I think they're working together, and that the Esau character was trying to give Jacob the same sort of power that he has, and the only way he could do that was if someone killed him, because I think that Jacob at this point, where we've seen him, the same as this Richard Alpert character, kind of like stuck in time, not getting older, and to go and be, to be able to take on other people's bodies and whatever else this Esau guy can do. He has to go through this process of having someone kill him, in this case, Ben. And so they were actually working together, and the reason he wanted to kill him so badly was just so that they could work together and take control of the island together. Another theory I have is that the cabin is neither Richard, or neither Jacob's or Esau's. It's actually Richard's cabin because Richard was the one that Alana was looking for. He knew the answer to what lies in the shadow of the statue. Love the podcast. I'll keep listening, and thanks for your time. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
All right, what do you think? They're working together?
It's interesting.
I think they have a play date. So they're definitely...
Like, that was kind of an out-of-the-box theory for me. It's like, you know, we're thinking like, oh, they're pitted good and evil. It'd be kind of a twist if they're both on the same side.
They're both both on the same side. The end game is to get maybe Richard?
Maybe
to get Richard?
I don't know.
Now, what if he was saying it's Richard's cabin?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Now, what do you think about Richard could be... Maybe Jacob has taken the form of Richard. And that wasn't Jacob that was killed in the four-toed statue.
But then who would have been the person touching all the people off the island?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm just throwing it out there. And then Aaron, that's a...
I love that.
That's a great theory. Now, so Liam didn't get his ring.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just a great... Like it's great. Like, the writers writers just put all those little
These lazy writers, as you say.
No, I didn't say they're lazy writers. I said it would be lazy if that happened. I expect better from them. I didn't say they're lazy. I said if they did that, it would be lazy.
If they don't write it the way you like it, they're lazy.
No, I think it's not just what I like. I think a lot of people
would
be very upset.
I agree.
If Locke's okay, so I'm not saying
if Locke's okay.
No, you're saying you're agreeing, so I didn't want to have to go into it again.
So Locke is okay? What do you say?
Oh, I didn't go to that email. I'm sorry.
Wait, let me finish this last one. Rachel, she didn't like the fact that we were saying that Jacob let Nadia die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
He did.
He did. He had that look on his face like, oh, I can only save one. But I still think.
I think it was more just like, ooh.
Well, Locke, okay, if Locke was destined to die and we see Locke laying dead on the beach. Uh-huh. Why do you save Locke?
Precisely. My point. That's a waste of a character. That'd be lazy. You can't set this man up with all these miracles and all that kind of stuff just to be sitting there on a beach. You just proved my point, Jack. Thank you. All right. Let's get into this
email.
Hold on a second.
But he's dead.
You just proved my point.
But he's dead. Okay. Anyway. Hold on a second. Time out.
Okay, all right.
If Jacob is dead.
Okay.
All right. And Esau is in... the form of Locke,
mm-hmm.
we're assuming,
mm-hmm.
or DWG. And Esau. Locke we see laying on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you be happy with, as a Locke fan,
okay.
I'm asking all the Locke fans out there,
okay.
the spider venom that...
The Locke flock,
there you go. Would you be happy if the spider venom that did in Nikki and Paolo...
That's stupid, no.
Okay.
I don't ever want to see that again.
Okay, so you wouldn't be happy with the spider if maybe no, that was it's the whole stupid. Wait. If hold on a second.
That would be so cheesy.
Hold on a second. If the whole point of that Nikki and Paolo was just to show us that it was possible for John Locke just to be
snooze fest.
What do you think?
No, no. It's
not. Well, I'm asking you, how are they going to bring Locke back? It's not obviously. It's
we're
not
going to see.
It's not the island that brings people. It's Jacob.
They have 9 months to figure out how to do it. I don't care how they
I
better figure it out.
I would think they'd already have.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
So you wouldn't be happy with that. Here, I'm trying to give you guys your Locke flock, and out.
No, that's lazy as well.
Now, of course,
that's like too much Deus Ex now, Machina. It's just like the spiders put him to sleep, and that's why he looked dead for 3 months.
Okay, you got DWG comes walking out. Right, he comes walking out. Hey, this crazy guy just killed Jacob. He just killed Jacob. And what are they gonna say? Wait a minute. How are you over here? But you're over here too. What are you doing, John? What's going on here?
It's a mannequin.
What do you think is going to be the line there? Oh,
My good friend Madame Tussaud made that.
That's my the bad twin. Maybe Esau's the bad twin.
You're just like, you're like the stereotypical cheesy ending today.
I'm trying. Hey,
no, you're not trying.
I know people are upset.
No. All right.
John's laying there in the sand.
This is a cool email.
And nothing's worse than having sand in your shoes. That's why he kept taking his shoes off.
This is a good email.
All right. Is it spoiler?
For the lock flock.
Is it spoiler?
It's not really
spoiler. It's a cool picture, though.
It's not really spoiler. It's just...
All right. It's got a minor spoiler in it.
Very light.
I met Terry O'Quinn today, and he said he was bit by a spider.
But it's about someone meeting Terry O'Quinn and knowing... it's kind of, he's the actor's.
Where's that at? Like a Costco or something?
Well, let's get into it.
All right. Hey, give her name.
I was going to.
Jeez.
Okay. This is from Anita. Hi there. Long time listener of the podcast. Big Lost fan. I just had to share my fun news with you guys. I ran into Terry O'Quinn at the grocery store in Hunt.
And he stabbed me in the back.
Hunt Valley, Maryland today. He was so nice. I, of course, was a bit stunned, but I did manage to pull it together to tell him how much I love the show and ask him if he was really dead. He said he didn't know. He'd find out when he showed up in August. So at least he's still definitely on the show. I asked him if he had a contract and would be on next season. He said he would be. He was so nice in that I asked him if I could take this picture, and he suggested that he take one of us together. And the checkers at the grocery store said that he shops there all the time and is extremely friendly. Keep it the great podcast, Anita.
Wow. That is a cool picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how nice these actors are.
It is. It is.
All right, now... After seeing this and reading the email, they have to bring Locke back.
Oh, shush.
We need a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I'd be okay with a happy ending. But I'm on both sides.
Okay.
I'm not dead set against, okay, Locke.
So basically, it's just you can't, you're not a good theorist, and you're just going to play both sides until one comes right, and then you go, I said it this way.
No, I'm saying I'd be happy if...
You're just playing it safe.
If Locke comes back, if it's just Esau... Or DWG playing Locke next year, and that's part of the game. As long as we have Terry O'Quinn,
mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. If the Locke character, if that's his fate, if he's laying there in the sand and they bury him or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. If they somehow manage to bring Locke back, maybe this whole flash or the bomb or whatever happened,
mm-hmm.
If he comes back and they're back, I don't want the plane to land in L.A., but if something happens where they're... Maybe if the plane crashed, like I said, maybe that we come back to where the plane had crashed and they're the ones that died during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he died during the show. So I don't know. Obviously. But I guess I really didn't explain the Kate thing.
No, you lost.
No, I say what I didn't lose. No way.
You lost.
I was right the whole, you know, and even I. The biggest
you just solidified it. You took like her. She said the double standard was that you give Kate a way easier time.
No, I said.
And you give Locke the hard time. So how'd you try and rebuttal that?
I said with Kate.
You gave a 3-page response about how Locke was selfish.
Well, no, because they pointed out that Kate is selfish. I said they're all selfish. I'm a truth teller.
Say was the most selfish? Out of that, who did you give?
Sawyer was the most selfish.
But who did you read? Like a page long.
Well, the argument was about Locke. It didn't mention Sawyer.
Did it say Locke was unselfish?
No, it said Kate.
So why did you have to say how Locke was so selfish?
Because it's defending his double standard against Kate.
No, it's just saying Kate's selfish too.
And I had to point out that Locke, everyone's hero, is a selfish person.
Because you have a double standard.
I don't have a double standard.
Because you don't. Yep.
I said if this is the direction they're taking Kate, kill her off. Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did.
Go back and check the tape. Mm-hmm. Go back a couple weeks. I said, if this is the direction, just go ahead. It's useless. Go ahead and kill her off.
But you don't hate her as much.
Look, maybe if she had no hair.
All right.
I don't hate John.
Okay, all right.
Who was crying? When we first saw Walkabout, who had a tear in his eye?
Me.
It was me.
No.
I said, God, I hope this guy someday gets redemption.
All right, let's go.
I think I said that was the fourth episode. Right there, I said, this guy, if they ever have an episode where he's laying dead on the beach, I'm done watching Lost.
All right, what do you say we get into Lost Tweet Back?
Lost Tweet Back! Oh, did you see, was it Conan O'Brien last night?
Yes. That Twitter thing was really funny.
Twitter thing was funny.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
I watched Jimmy Fallon, too.
Give him time. He's new.
I like Jimmy Fallon. I think he's funny, but he's got to work. I think, you know, a problem with comedians,
mm-hmm.
they don't know when to...
Yeah.
Stop and let the other person.
I think Conan's done a really good job. He like that Tom Hanks. He sat back and let Tom Hanks do his thing.
Well, you have Tom Hanks. Yeah. It's like when, you know, Jimmy Fallon. I think he did a good job with Steve Martin, because Steve Martin, you got to let him speak.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was all right, I guess. But I like Conan O'Brien. He's just no Carson. And people are saying Carson Daly. I'm talking Johnny Carson, the master. I mean, but you're never going to be as good as Johnny Carson.
I really like Conan. I think he's like my Tonight Show guy. I'm excited. It's like my generation of Tonight Show just started.
Your generation.
Because I've loved Late Night with Conan O'Brien for years, so it's cool. It's like, yeah.
He was funny when he was walking around picking the different costumes. Yeah, that was funny. He was going down Rodeo Drive.
Rodeo Road.
It's time for, you know, now he's in Southern California. Get some sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Get a tan.
You can. He's like, he's a ginger.
No, we're not going that road again. Not going that road again.
I'm pacey too.
You know, but the whole funny thing is, the whole time you read that email, not once did you step up and say, you know, I said the same thing about Kate. Not one time did you say that. You just let me fall on the sword. But I'm a big boy. I can take it. I take the heat.
All right, let's go to the last tweet back.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. The sound you hear after another Jack-hating lock rant.
I don't think it is, because I think there's so many lock flock out there. Is that what you call them? The lock flock?
The lock flock.
They're already probably typing up the emails as we speak.
I know. Exactly.
How can Jack speak that way against my guy?
We got a lot of great tweeties.
Go comb your hair.
815 Lost fan. I think the bright light was a flash in time, and all the Losties end up in the present. Claire and Aaron get on the helicopter.
Starting the end of the final episode next year?
Maybe the first episode. T. Meyer Rat Play. No way Rose and Bernard equal Adam and Eve. If Losties go back to real time, so do they.
No. They're retired. No.
So they take them off their timeline as well?
I mean, come on. Is there any point? Be honest with you. I love Rose and Bernie.
Mm-hmm. I think their story's done.
I think their story's done. I think they were telling us, the writers, that, hey, look, you and Raleigh, shut up. We're done with we're gonna be lazy.
I think you ruined Rose and Bernard for everybody.
You think so?
I think they ended them just to shut you up. Like you brought about their quick demise.
So the actor should be mad at me.
They should.
Well, she was
costed them.
She was on Southland, and now she's in Paris. I had nothing to do with that. Nothing. That's a spoiler. Sorry.
Opinionated gift. Jacob is saved by they are coming back. Juliet dies in 2009, so he is saved by them coming back.
Yeah. And that would be how Locke is saved, right?
Leech Bunk. Locke was tested. He had to be fully broken in order for Esau to take over. He will be redeemed by Jacob when he consumes him.
Hmm.
I want to see him consuming him, but if it helps Locke get redemption. Okay.
I'm going to ask you one more question. If nothing happens and Locke is not redeemed, he doesn't come back to life, or what, that's his character, will you hate the show Lost?
I won't hate it, but it will be tarnished for me. It will be tarnished.
If there's no way they can, because the writers have been brilliant so far, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best show, one of the best shows ever, without question. So if Locke, that's Locke's character, and a lot of people, we get a lot of emails, and I've said I'll be happy either way. You know, again, I'd like to see Locke have some closure, Locke have some happiness. Let me say that again, even though people won't hear that. I want Locke to have some closure. Okay, Locke, because even the biggest Locke, anti-Locke person out there, probably.
You.
Yeah, I said me.
Okay.
I said, wow, I like this new Locke. I liked how Locke is taking charge. Well, it turned out it wasn't Locke. But even I broke down and said, I want this guy to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're saying you would not be happy with this show?
Nope. Wow. I wouldn't be 100% happy, no.
Okay. But, you know, that's not life. Life is not being 100% happy all the time.
Never said life's perfect.
Life's not a bowl of chocolate or a bowl of cherries, whatever.
Joe Bear. Locke has always seemed inspired more than most by the island, or has it always been Jacob? Trebuchet, ancient technology? Was it?
A lot of people thought when he got pulled, he was off and Kate selfishly left him out there.
Mm-hmm.
didn't go looking for him because the smoke monster was over there and just dragged Michael back in, which was nice on her part. But she left Locke out there to die. So that's pretty selfish. Another thing that maybe he died then.
Possibly.
All right.
Jacob Must Be Good, classic reverse psychology by Darlton. I think season 6 will really be zombie season. Yeah.
Really? You think it's zombie season?
No. No zombie season. Squazitsky. Bomb blew up, but magnetic force is so strong it pulled in the entire force of the explosion. That's one big magnet.
All right. I still think it's a flash.
R.D. Wagner.
I'm wrong all the time.
I think that Locke and Jack are to be the new Jacob and Esau.
Oh. I think, well, you know what? I think they've always been the new Jacob and Esau.
Hammer E. Canner. Coworker, expert nuke arms maintains no way Jughead went off with rock. Only high explosive detonator will spread nuke material.
Yeah, we've had a lot of emails about that. And I just go with it because I've never hit with a rock. I've never tried to, so I don't know.
Pyridipus. If Juliet is not dead, she is encased in concrete when the Lost Seas jump.
Oh.
That would be
brutal. Will Sawyer be there holding a rope again? Trying to dig. Have Miles there going, dude. Or that'd be Hurley. You're wasting your time. Now, what about Saeed? Is Saeed dead? You think Saeed's dead?
He's a goner. You know what? I don't know. I really don't know what the fate is of any of them. I can't say. I really can't
say. Well, I've said for the longest time, I think season 6 is going to be that a lot of our characters are going to die. A lot of our favorite characters are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our favorite characters are going to die, and there's nothing we can do about it. They're going to die.
All right.
I think Kate, unless her mission was to go back and find Claire,
mm-hmm.
I think she'll be killed off early in season 6.
All right. All right, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday. We talk so much. I don't have time to put the Lost Talk from Labrato in here. If you want to, go check it. The full interview with the Lost Talk is at the Jay and Jack Show. You can search that on iTunes, the Jay and Jack Show, not the uncut, just the regular Jay and Jack Show, or go to jayandjack.com/show for the full episode. A lot of great stuff, and he talks about stories with Lucille Ball, John Wayne,
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, Michael Landon, Lou Gossett, just a lot of greats, and Jag stories and
Catherine Bale stories. And the funny thing was I had questions to ask him, and we just got going on everything else because I was going to ask him In and Out, yay or nay.
And what did Tom Hanks say?
And Tom Hanks, who is probably, I've been following this guy since he was on Bosom Buddies. Mm-hmm. Been a big fan of Tom Hanks' Bosom Buddies. I've just now boycotted him.
Come on.
I'm just kidding. He was on Conan O'Brien bragging about In-N-Out. I go, oh, come on, Tom.
He even knew, like, the secret menu. He was spouting it off. He's like crazy.
He's like crazy. I don't know. I have to boycott
him. I don't like Animal Style, though. It's like 4x4s or 3x3s. All right.
Maybe, but I don't eat fast food anymore. So
In-N-Out's not fast food. It's heaven. All right. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. That's
206-309-0311. Call anytime with last questions, comments, and our theories. Also.
And your John Locke. Hey.
Check. Send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out jandjack.com with all important information related to the show. Check out newdia.tv, our new media network, with our new show on Newdia called Blinkered. A very funny show. You can check that out. Also, the Lost Vidcast, New News, Jack's Rants, and
I haven't been a Jack rant in a while. I've been busy.
Yes, you have.
Actually, I guess I had a rant today.
Yeah, you did.
Well, it was kind of a debate.
It was a debate.
And it's an honest. It's a fair debate. Mm-hmm. And it's what's the beauty about this show, and I've said 1,000 times, you can put 10 people in a room. They could watch the episode, and you get 10 different opinions on what's going on.
Exactly. Also, check out our newly unveiled ublog.org. It's a communal blog where anyone can write articles on what moves them, what's
could
going
I do
on. Yeah, you could. You could write a blog too.
Okay.
It's called ublog.org, ublog.org, and it's where you, the people, write what's going on in your world, in your lives, and sharing it with the community at ublog.org.
Kind of like the community we have here.
Exactly.
Where we're all friends.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the check people out that hate Jay.
Check out my article on the Tupa Tupa Parachute. It's a good one.
I should get the video out of you saying, I'm on a Tupa Tupa Parachute.
You have a video of that?
I'm sure we do.
I would like to put it on a post.
Two potato parachute. What is this stupid kid talking about? Nah, that's a strong word, stupid. What is this idiot kid talking about?
I wonder why I turned out the way I did.
Oh, you're just wanting John Locke to be successful. Also, the room at Comic-Con
has been finalized. Our same room. It's like our room. They just call it like Jay and Jack room.
Yeah, we wanted a bigger room.
I'm kind of upset about that, but
eh.
I try. I really did try.
Yeah, you did. I was there.
But it is at 24A at 2 o'clock p.m. in on Saturday.
You know what's going to happen, though?
The 26th.
The Lost Panel is going to be at 2 o'clock.
I think it'll be before or after.
Now, what happens at the Lost Panel at 2 o'clock? We just ditch our room?
I guess. I mean, That's kind of upsetting.
I would hate to do... I wouldn't want anyone to come... I mean, obviously, I got to be honest. I wouldn't come see us if the Lost Panel was... I mean, I'm coming all the way to San Diego.
What about people that don't get to go into the Lost Panel? Like, it gets cut off or something.
Well, they should have been there early like we are. I mean, I can't imagine... We're going to be up like 24 hours, so...
Yeah. It's 2 o'clock instead of like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping through the... I think the Lost Panel got out at like 2
got
o'clock.
Got out at 1. It got out at 1.
Was it 1 o'clock?
Yeah. If not earlier. It was around 1. Because Ralph and Ben's thing was at 1 o'clock.
Right. Ralph and Ben.
Before he fired Ben.
Before he fired Ben. Ooh.
Yeah. So our panel's at 2
o'clock. You think Ben will have any redemption?
I don't know.
It's kind of sad because Ben was my favorite character on Darmalars, and now he's, you know...
He got fired.
Well, fired by the guy that shaves his head. So... Are we saying that... Well, wait. I shave my head now.
Oh, man. Oh, but so our Comic-Con panel is at 2 o'clock p.m. on July 26th, Saturday.
Ryan and Jen going to be there?
I don't know. We'll see. We're kind of work out the guests. Has some ideas.
All right.
See where that goes.
So we have some ideas.
Some ideas. Also, we are going to do a special Lost podcast.
Well, first we're
going
to do another... One like this.
And we're going to
only better.
Our top five and top worst scenes or moments from season 5 of Lost.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah. Didn't we say we were going to do that?
No, I thought we were going to do that later on in the summer.
Oh, I thought we were going
to. Because we have still tons of... We're still getting tons of phone calls, tons of emails. If you want to discuss the whole John Locke thing, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be better if you did it in a form of a call.
Yeah, where do you side? Are you on my side or are you on Jack's side?
I think that most people would be on the Locke side because they want Locke to have his redemption.
It's a Locke flock.
And like I said, again, I'd be happy with that. But, you know, if he's still laying on the beach dead, I'd be cool with that too.
So what do you think?
But we're going to do in probably about 3 weeks from now. We'll announce it on the next podcast.
On the 18th.
No, it's not the 18th.
Well, whenever the 18th, that's two weeks from now, right?
Is it two weeks we said we'd do it?
I think so, right?
I thought we said we'd do 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks?
Sometime in June, we're going to do a Ustream live podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you can ask questions about Lost on Twitter.
We're calling it the Lost Tweetcast.
So
where you sign up to follow us on twitter.com/JayandJack.
We'll give you plenty of notes. We'll post it on our message board. Yeah. We'll make it a firm announcement on the next podcast we do.
Mm-hmm. And what it's going to be is. Where we will be live on Ustream and we will be live on Twitter and we will interact on Twitter by putting out questions, discussions on Twitter, and you will at-reply us. And what's cool about it is that if you have your cell phones wherever you are in the world...
If you're driving, don't ask us a question.
Well, if you're the passenger...
Then that's cool. Driving.
But so it'll be live on Ustream so you can view it. But it is going to be we're going to be using Twitter to make the discussions for the podcast.
Yeah, no emails, no phone calls. So if you guys don't ask us anything, or just, you know.
But the great thing about Twitter is you can use Twitter anywhere on your computers, on your cell phones, on your iPod.
I have become a Twitter-holic.
So it's going to be a great way for you to be able to participate live with the Lost podcast while it's being recorded anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
The first Lost Tweetcast ever.
Until someone hears this and does it before us.
No, we call dibs on it right now.
Shotgun.
All right.
Does that work in a tweet cast?
Mm-hmm. I already copyrighted it, so.
Really? Cool.
So don't even try and do that, Darmalars. Oh, wait, you can't anymore. You don't exist. All right.
You know what? My Lost experience this year was not the same because there was no Darmalars.
I agree.
I say that with all sincerity. I'm not making that up, but...
But once again, check out the Patrick Lavater interview on the Jay and Jack Show.
Nicest guy in the world. Like I said, I forgot to ask him in and out, yay or nay. I had it written down, too. Yay or nay.
Maybe he'll answer that for us.
I'm sure he's
But you can check that out on the Jay and Jack Show. You can search in iTunes for the Jay and Jack Show, or you can check it out on jayandjack.com/show. It's our non-law show that we do during the summer and
winter. Now, is that just
winter.
A ploy to get people to go over to Jay and Jack?
It was a fun interview.
It was a great, it flew by.
Yeah.
Because we said, okay, we're thinking he'll give us a half hour. And we looked, man, we've been talking for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a great, great, it just, can't say no. And it's like, he was like Jorge, exactly like him. So, you know, we kept asking him, you know, look, just tell me when you want me. Yep. And I just, and my wife goes, maybe all the big stars are like that. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Maybe just the our celebrity listeners are cool people.
Maybe it is.
I have to make up for our lack of coolness.
We do have lack of coolness.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week. Or no, we're not, because family's in town next week.
I could say no, we're lack of coolness because we spent 25 minutes arguing about a guy on a TV show. And we were like talking like it was the whole world.
Yeah,
the
CNN debate.
The whole world depended on, you know. Should have ran.
I just made a big deal about it because you wrote that. That was a pre-rehearsed.
No, it wasn't. I just wrote down that it's the whole selfishness thing. It's just like everyone acts.
I'm done arguing.
Because no, I've argued for the longest time that Locke was selfish.
But they're all selfish.
I said that.
But I said, who did you emphasize was the most selfish?
Did I say Hurley was selfish?
You gave like one little itty bitty example.
What else has Hurley been selfish? What else is what
age long thing about what Locke did?
What else has Hurley been selfish about?
That's like the cheesiest.
What else has Hurley been selfish? I guess he ate the cookies too, right?
He's been selfish too. Okay, he left. All right.
I don't think that's being selfish. You leave.
So, but you get to point out all of Locke's faults.
Because he was. I'm done. He was selfish because he did
Locke
it. He did it for
because
himself.
Because he pulls off the bald look way better than you.
He does. If you see that picture of him, it's just. How are we gonna? Can we post that? I guess we.
Nah,
have
it's her personal picture.
Yeah, it's personal. That's true.
All right. So we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.